This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at five UFO sightings that happened in Ohio. That's correct, five UFO sightings that happened in Ohio. Now, this article comes to us from the Columbus Dispatch, dated June 19th, 2021. The title says, The O-Files. Here are five UFOs or alien sightings reported in Ohio, written by Joe Dandrum. It begins by telling us, the first one here says, Portage County, 1966. On April 17, 1966, two Portage County Sheriff's deputies stopped to investigate an abandoned car about 5 a.m. near Ravenna, Ohio, about 144 miles northeast of Columbus. According to a report, the Beaver County Times in western Pennsylvania, the two deputies saw a UFO come up from behind some trees and chase the flying saucer from Ohio across state line into Pennsylvania during an 86-mile chase that at times reached speeds of 100 mile per hour. Okay, so we're really clicking right along. At one point, a dispatcher instructed the two deputies to shoot the object, but a sergeant countermanded that, saying it could be a government weather balloon, the story said. I don't know, you're chasing this thing at 100 miles per hour. I don't think it's a weather balloon. One of the Portage County deputies, Dale Spire, told reporters that the object was roughly 40 feet wide and 20 feet tall by his estimation. Somebody had to control over it, he said. It wasn't just floating around. It could maneuver. The deputies gave up pursuit in Conway, Beaver County, Pennsylvania, home of a massive rail yard. The UFO hovered, then sped off into the night, but hundreds of people reported seeing the saucer and hearing its steady hum. Yeah, it doesn't sound at all like a weather balloon or a hobby balloon or a Chinese spy balloon. Of course, this would have been, what, back in 1966. It says, number two, Tarleton, 2006 or 2007. Two women driving back from Columbus in 2006 or 2007 were near Tarleton, a village on the border of Fairfield and Pickaway counties, when they spotted what is described in the account as an entity sitting inside of a silver truck. The database on the Round Town UFO Society, RUFOS, website compares the sighting to the 1985 Allen Flick cocoon, calling whatever the pair saw white and of slight body stature, almost glowing. The pair gave their first-hand account of the night and recorded RUFOS meeting in March of 2018, 4 years after the incident, they said. They never talked about the encounter. The two women said the person or thing in the truck was glowing brightly. My headlights are shining on the vehicle because we're looking straight at it, one of the women said in the recording. There's nothing in the actual cab of the truck. As we became parallel with the truck, this is where we had different experiences. I felt like something was turning my head, making me turn. And as I turned in the opposite direction, there was this. It glowed like white power. That's the only way I can describe it, she said. Wow, so almost like electrical energy glowing off it sounds like. There are no eyeballs, the second woman told RUFOS members. Very thin, hairless, bald, and so thin. No definition of nose and mouth, but it was glowing. So this thing sounds more like an apparition or a ghost, actually, than what we'd think of as a gray alien or some sort of, you know, extraterrestrial entity. And so often these things do just bridge over into the paranormal. Number three, Pickaway County, 1958. Dispatch reporter Holly Zachariah documented RUFOS director Pete Hartinger's close encounter that he said took place on February 27, 1958, when he was 17, and on his way to the Pickaway County Fairgrounds. Hartinger told the dispatch about the incident last year following the government's acknowledgement and reports. Hartinger said he saw a saucer-shaped object floating over the local feed mill near Circleville before drifting out of sight. Then something else returned. A totally different object came back. It was a reddish-orange object, a circle just like the setting sun. It stopped and hovered in midair, and the top half folded down onto itself, said Hartinger, who is now in his 80s. The occurrence has stuck with Hartinger his entire life and led him to found Rufus. Well, you know, a lot of times when people, you know, have these experiences of witnessing these UFOs, of encountering these things, it can leave a lasting impact. And this here particular UFO sounds like it was definitely some sort of a shapeshifter. Number four, South Bloomfield, 2006. In March 2006, a member of Rufos, that's Rufos, spotted slow-moving, hovering lights on the commute to work. Michael Moore, the member who submitted the sighting, said the lights traveled low and hovered above a gas station in South Bloomfield, a village in Pickaway County located about 20 miles south of Columbus, before jetting northeast. I pulled into Speedway since I needed gas, and when I got out of my car, I saw it hovering almost directly overhead, Moore wrote in a full account on the Rufos website. The lights were so bright that the glare prevented me from seeing an actual shape of the object. To describe what I saw on the bottom of the craft between the lights, I want to compare the gray, dull, metallic-looking plates to skid plates, Moore wrote. Moore said he only got a glimpse of what he said was the underbelly of the craft before the UFO shot off into the sky. These intensely bright lights, this is another common thing we see with these UFO sightings. It's a light like you've never seen before. Two more interesting encounters occurred. This is in Canal, Winchester, Circleville, 2019. It says, two more interesting encounters occurred in June of 2019 and November of 2019 with the same witness for both incidents seeing a similar UFO or light. The November sighting occurred around 4 a.m. on November 15th when the witness told Rufus he saw an object in the sky near Marcy's Diner in Canal, Winchester. It appears to him as a white light and oval in shape. It was heading east, the account reads. The witness said it was in view for less than 5 seconds before disappearing. On June 13, 2019, the same witness said he saw a similar object that was also oval-shaped and white near the intersection of Routes 674 and 22. The witness stated that he saw the object nearly land, but he made no noise at all on Route 674 before disappearing. The sighting occurred around 3 a.m. I would have to tell this fellow to be careful, because sometimes when you have these repeated sightings like this, I think it's almost as if they're stalking these people for abduction. I mean, if I can just make a conjecture here, because that's the story that we hear over and over of folks having these multiple sightings where maybe the second or third time they see one of these things, they get a little bit too close for it. They have missing time. Later on, they end up with injuries. Sometimes they have implants. Sometimes they have repressed memories. Usually never a good thing. Anyway, I thought this was just a short article, but I thought it was kind of cool. These five sightings that were recorded in the state of Ohio, and it just goes to show that even back in the 50s and 60s, things have been witnessed, oftentimes by law enforcement, oftentimes, you know, repeatedly by reliable witnesses, and everybody seems to have a little bit different experience with them. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.